plan a full day off. And, turn off your notifications, delete Voxer of your phone, delete your email app, and go spend it somewhere, maybe without a signal.
Hi, I am Sandra Vanderlee, and this is Becoming Unapologetic. This is going to be the podcast for entrepreneurs that are ready to grow a business that works for them. I'm here to tell you that there is no such thing as one break, one launch, or one secret that's going to change your life or your business. The big difference between those that stayed stuck and those that blew up? The ones who made it decided that they have what it takes, they sell their expertise, and they unapologetically go after their dreams. Every damn day. Here is to becoming unapologetic.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to Becoming Unapologetic, the podcast. This is episode 44, I think. Am I lying? I should be better at this by now. Yes, we're at episode 44. As always, I am your host, Sandra Vanderlee. And today's episode is, I'm going to be upfront and say, I think it's going to be very short, but whenever I say that, I ramble on forever and everyone loves it. So I should probably stop saying it, but I'm going to try and keep it really short because it's a really simple question and it's inspired by one of the brand new listeners to the podcast. If you're listening to this, you know who you are. And I was just thinking today about, if you can tell from my voice, I haven't slept enough the last couple of nights. I haven't worked enough either, just between you and me. I have not worked a lot lately or at all. Shh. Let's not talk about that. And I was thinking about how so many of you, if you're listening to this right now, there's some very good chances I've heard your stories too, is that whenever you need to take time off, you find a way, right? When the kids bring home all the weird bugs from kindergarten, or one of them falls off the jungle gym and needs to go to the ER, or your dog eats something they shouldn't have, and now that, you get to go to the vet and pay $800 because your dog ate whatever, right? You find the time. You take the time, you make the time. Whenever you need it, you create that room in your calendar, right? You create that space for whatever emergency, whatever urgent thing that is happening right there and then. And you take the time off, right, from your business. And I've just been kind of thinking and wondering, and part of that is because I really struggle with this, especially after having been a digital nomad for so long. So I'm used to working from wherever, right? I never really went on vacation anymore. Is when is the last time that you actually took off time because you wanted it, right? Because it was a Wednesday afternoon and the sun is shining. And yes, you could be sitting inside and you could be doing one of the hundreds of tasks on your to-do list, right? Whether it's very useful or not, that I'll leave that in the middle. But you don't want to, because there's fun to be had. There's days off to be had. There's sunshine to explore. Maybe there are kids to play with. I just want to call back two episodes here, because if you're like, damn, Sandra, you have a point. Or you're like, damn, Sandra, would you get to the point? Like, you're not really getting there. Like I said, not enough sleep lately. Go listen to episode 39, which is all about less but better things, right? Because if I decide I want to take time off, I'm going to look for what's the good things. And where can I skip, right? And the other one is episode 35, all about optimizing for happiness. Because the struggle or the thing I observe with so many of my clients lately, with so many of the conversations I'm having, is that we are so low resourced. The well is so fucking dry. We are so running on freaking empty, and the alarm light's been going off and it's been kind of shouting us out. I don't know, right? There's no oil, whatever. I don't know about cars, That's not what I do. That when the simplest inconvenience or the tiniest decision, or sometimes it's a big decision, we just do not have the capacity to be rational about it, to create space for it, to respond at the level that the circumstances merit, right? There is a response that's like, way over the top, and there's a response that's appropriate for the situation. And what I often notice is that most of my clients, most of the people I talk to, are so freaking overworked that any little thing is kind of too much. And my goal for this year, and I don't talk about that in my goals for this year, but it is a goal for this year, or maybe I did. One of my goals is to take a week off every quarter. And funnily enough, that is exactly how it's played out, even though I haven't planned my vacations. I was like, I'm going to plan my vacations and I'm going to take a week off every quarter. And that's just what I'm going to do. And I'm going to take at least one big trip a year, right? Because of a very big reality for so many of us is that there's always more stuff that we could be doing. So that we don't know when to stop, right? And we can work anywhere. Definitely my experience working anywhere. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going on a vacation and I'll bring my computer and I'll probably work on this thing and work on that thing. And oh, my bookkeeper needs something. And oh, what about this thing? Oh, I'm on vacation. Let me buy this course and do this course because never not learning. You know how it is, right? So to wrap this up to a conclusion, this is all over the place, but again, you're used to it by now. I'm sure there's a nugget for someone in here. If you have not taken time off or fun in a while, and I'm not saying go book a 6-week trip to Thailand, but I'm also not saying book a 6-week trip to Thailand, if that makes sense. But yeah, if it's been a while, maybe it is time to open up the calendar and decide to take some time off and away because you want to. And practice the very sweet art of doing nothing, enjoying the time, enjoying the space, filling up your day with something fun, and doing that so frequently that we can kind of structurally change how we show up for everything else, right? Filling the well, filling the cup, being better resourced. And, you know, it's so, I'm sure I've talked about this before. Again, most of my one-on-one clients ask them, when's the last time you took a day off? Right? Everyone comes to me. I'm so overwhelmed. I don't know about this. I don't know about that. And I go like, when's the last time you went on vacation? When's the last time you took a day off? And like the very first piece of homework I give almost everyone is to plan a full day off. And, you know, turn off your notifications, delete Voxer of your phone, delete your email app, and go spend it somewhere, maybe without a signal. I don't care. Go shopping. I don't care, right? Go do something. Go to the spa. Gosh, yes, go to the spa. But take a freaking day off. All right, that was it for today. I don't know what the next episode's going to be. I have tons of suggestions. But if you have suggestions or questions, will you just send me an email or DM over on Instagram? You have all of my information, of course. And tell me what you want me to talk about next. Because honestly, I love getting listener suggestions. So thank you so much for listening. And I will talk to you very, very soon.